Number 75 from October 2010, Greener Pastures. The old saying about the grass being greener on the other side of the fence has certainly been true at our place as the summer winds down. My cows have been gazing longingly at all the things on the other side of the fence. They had become as dissatisfied with their same old diet of coarse, dry grass as the children of Israel were with manna day after day in the wilderness. These cows were longing for the flesh pots of Egypt, or at least the flesh pots of soybeans and corn on the other side of the fence. Finally, they broke the covenant between us by pushing through the hanging fence in the creek and wandering up through the woods and were grazing in my neighbor's front yard. After a few episodes of this breach of contract, I decided that they could no longer stay in the promised land. They had broken the covenant once too often and must go into exile at the Logansport auction barn, never to return. I find that I am not nearly as forgiving as the Lord God because he always brought his people back from exile when they repented. Maybe I just thought these cows were unrepentant, or maybe cows can't repent. At any rate, they are gone, and I won't have cows again until next spring. I found myself having very ambivalent feelings after the cows were all loaded and the trailer was pulling away from the corral. I was relieved because now I would not have to worry if they were going to be inside the fence when I got home from work every day. However, I was also very sad at the same time because I really enjoy looking at these cattle and enjoy working with them. I found myself getting up the next morning looking out the window to see which section of pasture the cattle were in until it hit me that they were gone. It struck me that there are so many situations in our lives where our emotions are not clear-cut and there is an overlap of feelings such as relieved and sad at the same time. For example, my father has decided to go into an assisted living situation near his home in Minnesota. I am relieved that he will have someone around at all times to help him and keep him safe, because I have felt very helpless from this distance to do for him what needs to be done. At the same time, I am sad because I know he loves his house out on the farm. I am sad also because this marks a decline in his health and his independence, from which there is likely no return. I think about how many other people I've talked to lately who are faced with these same decisions and same ambivalent feelings. Another example is the news that all of our four grandsons are now in some form of school. The older two boys are in grade school and the twins are old enough for preschool. It is surely a great relief for their mother to finally have some time for herself for a few hours every day. However, there is also a sadness with seeing these boys grow up so fast and now become independent. I think of the parents I have talked to who are now relieved to have their last child through college and are relieved of the financial burden and now finally have the house to themselves. However, there is a sadness to this empty nest and a longing to have the kids back with their fun and their energy. Certainly, I think of so many families I have dealt with at the hospital who are faced with end-of-life issues for their loved ones. They have watched their loved ones decline in health and suffer, and they really don't wish them any more of that. Yet, they don't want them to die and leave a gaping hole in their lives either. There is oftentimes great relief when the ailing person dies, but at the same time, there is great sadness. It is this mixture of feelings that makes life this side of the grave so difficult. Rest assured that in the midst of our conflicting feelings and difficult choices, our God is there in the midst of it. There will be a time for the faithful when all will become clear and when there will be no heart-rending decisions. God has promised that, and he has never failed in a promise. I guess we are a lot like my cows in wishing for greener pastures. The good news is that when we are with God, we will have them on this side of the fence, and especially on the other.